We are 12 lines up from the bottom of Daf Beis Amid Beis. The four kingdoms were unsuccessful in claiming or receiving the Schar HaTorah for their contributions to society. But nevertheless, they want to give it one last push in hopes of receiving that Schar. Omrim Lefanav, the four kingdoms, said to God, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Klum Nasata Lanu, V'lo Kibalnua? Have you even given us the Torah that we could not have accepted it? In other words, you never gave us a chance. So we're deserving of the schar because you never gave us a chance in the first place. The Gemara asks the obvious question, Umi Matzi Lemeimar Hachi? Is it possible for the kingdoms to even make this claim? V'hakasiv! The Torah says, Vayomar, Hashem mi Sinai ba, Vizorach mi Seir lamo, that God shone his face, or came to Sinai, and then shone his face at Mount Seir, Uksiv, and the verse in Chabakuk says, Eloah mi Teman yavo, that God comes from Teman. My boy b'Seir, umay boy b'Paran. What is God doing in Seir, and what is God doing in Paran? Amar Rav Yochanan, melamed shehechzira HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol uma v'uma v'lashon, that God went around to every single nation, v'lo kiblua, he offered them the Torah, they didn't accept it, at sheba etel Yisrael, until he came to the Jewish people, v'kiblua, and they accepted it. So what kind of claim this is not a claim that the nations can make, that they were never given the opportunity. Of course they were given the opportunity. Now, there are a few questions on this initial discussion. The pasuk in Vizos HaBracha says, Hashem mi Sinai ba v'zerach mei seir lamo, and the end of the pasuk, which the Gemara does not include, says, Hofia mehar paran, that he also arrived at Mount Paran. And the Gemara's question is, what were you doing in Seir, and what were you doing in Paran? But for some reason, the Gemara doesn't quote the full pasuk in Vizos HaBracha, and instead opts for this pasuk in Chabakuk, which is talking about Teman, not even Paran. So what is happening over here? Why is there this disconnect? So Tosfos discusses this, and Tosfos asks also, why not just use the whole pasuk from Vizos HaBracha, because it mentions Seir and it mentions Paran. So he explains that in the context of Vizos HaBracha, Paran can also refer to Har Sinai, and therefore Paran cannot be used in Vizos HaBracha to prove that God went to the other nations to ask them to accept the Torah. Rather, they had to use the pasuk of Eloah mi Teman yavo, because Teman can also be a reference to Paran. Other people say that there's a mistake in the girsa of the Gemara, that when it says Hashem mi Sinai ba v'zorach mi Seir and Eloah mi Teman, that the Gemara is asking, my boy b'Seir umay boy b'Teman. What are you doing in Seir and what are you doing in Teman? Teman referring to the south, not the name of a nation. Nevertheless, the point is that the nations, the assumption was that the nations were asking or claiming that we didn't have an opportunity to accept the Torah, and we reject that and say that's not possible. Of course they were given the opportunity, and in fact they rejected it. So then what question could the four, or what claim or counterclaim could the four kingdoms make in order to salvage something from their discussion with God? Ela hachi amri, so perhaps this is what they said, or what they would say to God. Klum Kibalnua v'lo kiamnua. Well, fine, we didn't accept it, but you can't blame us for not fulfilling it, because we didn't accept it. Had we accepted it, we would have fulfilled it, but the fact that we didn't accept it means that's why we didn't fulfill it. And that's their claim, their counterclaim. Ve'alda tavartun. But that itself, that counterclaim, is self-incriminating. Amayk lo kibaltua. Why didn't you accept it in the first place? So that can't possibly be a counterclaim that the four kingdoms will make to God. Ela kach omrim lefanav. Rather, the Gemara suggests the third possible counterclaim that the four kingdoms made to God. Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, klum kifisa aleinu har kegigas v'lo kibalnua. Did you ever raise the mountain over our heads like a jug and we didn't accept it? Kemosha Asisa li Israel, like it did to the Jewish people. Tichsiv, as it says, Vayitziatzvu b'tachti sahar, that the Jewish people were underneath the mountain. We understand it as on the foot of the mountain, but here it means literally underneath the mountain. Va'amar avdimi barchama melamed shekafa hakadosh baruch hu har kegigis al Yisrael, that God raised the mountain, raised Har Sinai over the Jewish people like a jug. Va'amar lehem, and he said to them, imatem mekablin es haTorah, if you accept the Torah, mutav, all is good and well. Fi'im lav, but if you do not accept it, sham teik furaschem, this is where you will be buried. So the claim that the other nations or the kingdoms are making on to God is the Jewish people were forced to accept the Torah. You didn't force us to accept the Torah. Therefore, we should be deserving of some schar because you didn't even give us the opportunity to force us to accept the Torah. And all the Mefarshim, by the way, explain that that's a silly claim. The Jewish people don't get rewards, are not rewarded for the Torah because they were forced to accept it at Har Sinai. The reason why they get rewarded for the Torah is because Hadar v'kibulo b'mei Achashverosh, that it was only afterwards during the Purim story where it was kimu v'kibulo that the Jewish people willingly reaccepted the Torah upon themselves. And that's their reward. You don't get rewarded for accepting something by force. And therefore, this claim seems to be silly in its own right. And anyhow, God had a response for them. Omer lema kadosh baruch hu, God said to them, you can't make a claim that if you would have been forced to accept the Torah, you would have adhered to it. You know why? Harishonos yashmi unhu. All I need to look at is your past history. The Rishonos, the first Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, that's already clear as day that you were not able to keep the rest of the Torah. If you couldn't keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, how could you possibly keep the entire Torah? Now the Gemara Shenemar V'Rishonos Yashmiunu, again, another reference back to Yeshaya, Perek Mem Gimel, the Rishonos Yashmienu, that's a reference to Sheva Mitzvos. Sheva Mitzvos Shekibaltam Hechem Kiyamtam, the seven Mitzvos B'nei Noach, which you accepted upon yourselves, where do you fulfill them? You didn't. And therefore, if you can't keep the seven, how can you keep the other 613 Mitzvos? Now the Rif on the Ein Yaakov asks, well, what proof or what data is there from the Jewish people to prove that they were capable of adhering to the 613 mitzvos? And the Rif explains, yes, the Jews already showed an ability to keep the mitzvos because they already were obligated in Mara to keep Shabbos and other mitzvos. So God already had seen that the Jewish people, in addition to keeping the Sheva Mitzvos, were able to keep additional Mitzvos, and therefore it made sense to force the Jewish people to accept the rest of the Torah, because God knew they would continue to fulfill it. Whereas the other kingdoms, they couldn't even keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, therefore it was pointless to force them to accept the 613 Mitzvos. And now the Gemara asks, Uminalan delo kiyomum, how do we know that the four kingdoms did not, in fact, fulfill the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach? The Tani, Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef taught, Amad Vayemodid Eretz Ra'a Vayater Goyim. The verse in Habakkuk says that he got up and he examined and measured the land, he saw, and he dispersed the nations. My Ra, what did he see? Ra'az, what did God see? Ra'a Zayin Mitzvos Shekiblu Alein B'nei Noach. He saw that the nations were accepted upon themselves the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, but they were not fulfilling them. Kivan Shelo Kimum, since they didn't fulfill them, Amad V'Hitiran Lehem, he said, God said, you know what, forget it. I'm not going to obligate them in keeping the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach any longer. The Gemara asks, they're not going to keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach any longer because they couldn't handle it? Isgure Isgur, you are benefiting them because they couldn't handle it? Imkein Matzino Chote Niskar, so then a sinner is being rewarded. Why would you want to reward a sinner? Amar Mar Bered de Ravina, Lomar Sha'af Al Pisha Mekaimen Osan, Ein Mekablin Alein Schar. Now you're misunderstanding it. The fact that they're not being rewarded for it is actually a detriment, because now if they do fulfill it, now that they're not obligated to, they're not going to be rewarded for their actions because they're not obligated anymore. Well, the Gemara says, what do you mean, velo? Is that true? That if you're not obligated and to do something and you do it anyways, you're not rewarded? V'hatanya, hayah Rabbi Meir omer, minayin she'afilu ovid kochavim ve'osik b'torah, shu kikohen gadol, talmud lomar, asher yaseh osam ha'adam, v'chay behen, kohanim levim v'yisraelim lo nemar, ela ha'adam, halamata she'afilu ovid kochavim ve'osik b'torah, hareu kikohen gadol. That, what do you mean? Any Adam who is v'chai behen, who survives by the words of the Torah, they are rewarded. Even a non-Jew who studies the Torah is like a Kohen Gadol and is rewarded. So how can you tell me that someone who's not obligated in something won't be rewarded? So rather the Gemara says, Ela lomer lecha, she'ein mekablin alein tzchar kimetzuve ve'ose, ela mi, ela kimi she'eino metzuve ve'osa, de'amar Rav Chanina, gadol ha'metzuve ve'osa, yoser mi she'eino metzuve ve'osa. Rather, what he explains is that, no, of course you're rewarded, but the reward for doing something voluntarily is not as significant, not as great as the reward for someone who does or fulfills a mitzvah because they were commanded to do so. And now that the four nations are no longer obligated in keeping the Shevet Mitzvot B'nei Noach, if they voluntarily accept it upon themselves, their reward will not be that great. But nevertheless, that claim wasn't a very strong counterclaim against God, and we're still looking for a reason for them to claim why they should receive some schar HaTorah.